It's hot outside. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be hot. It's nice that it cools down here overnight, but soon that's going to go away. So it'll just be plain hot. We'll do 80 by 8s and all that sort of thing. But don't you need some cool? Don't you need some refreshment? Don't you want to just go to, like, Schlitterbahn? If you only had tickets.
If only there was a place.
If only there were some place where you could win tickets. Well, we can't just give them away. We don't want to do that, do we? Let's do this. Let's do a trivia question.
Okay.
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 Based on Rotten Tomatoes. You know what Rotten Tomatoes is? Rotten Tomatoes is kind of this clearinghouse of information based on movie reviews.
Right.
You can type in just about any movie, and they'll tell you all about it. And
every Friday we give a Rotten Tomatoes review of the new movies coming out.
They're good ones. They're bad ones. There's all sorts of. Well, you know what they did is they did a database study since 1985, and based on the scores of the movies that they appeared in, they have named the worst actors and actresses. There's one of each. The worst actor, the worst actress since 1985.
Ooh.
695-1620. Who's the worst?
Do they win a trophy for this?
No, they win tickets to Schlitterbahn.
No, I mean the actor and the actress.
Oh, no, I don't think they do. What's the answer?
I know Jennifer Love Hewitt's the actress.
That's great. That's really wonderful. Okay. Who's this?
This is Felix.
Felix who?
Pierdola.
Spell that for us, Felix.
P-I-E-R-D-O-L-L-A.
All right. What do you do, Felix?
I work QA manager, Texas Digital.
A QA manager?
Quality assurance.
Oh, I got you. Oh, I thought it was question and answer.
I thought it was qualitative analysis.
What's that sound in the background?
It was the radio.
Oh, okay. All right.
Wow, you need quality radio.
All right, you got
sounds
a pair.
Like you're calling from an F-14, Felix.
Did you keep opening the window to?
Yeah.
All right, you win a pair of tickets. Which place you want? Which location?
Galveston, please.
Galveston.
Got it. All right, thanks. See ya.
Okay.
Very strange. Who's the actor?
Bruce Willis.
Nope, that's not it. Thanks. 695-1620.
Nice guess,
it was, though.
Yeah,
he's done some stickers.
Yeah.
Jennifer Love Hewitt was named as the worst actress since 1985. Who's the actor? What's the answer?
Ben Affleck.
Nope, thanks. Hi there, what's the answer?
It's Chuck Norris.
That's it, it's Chuck Norris.
Our neighbor. Neighbor Chuck. Oh, my
Hope
goodness.
He doesn't know where you live.
Hope he's not listening.
Chuck Norris, yep, that's it. It's Chuck Norris and Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I tell
this?
You to expect him, but Chuck Norris is always unexpected.
Yeah. Who's this?
This is Joy Richards.
Joy Richards. What do you do, Joy?
I work for St. Joseph's in the financial department.
Well, good for you. Okay, I got a pair of tickets for you. It's for a Schlitterbahn. Which location would you like?
Galveston.
Okay, you know where we're located?
You work in the financial department?
Yes.
Ah, you get a lot of rough phone calls, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
some days are not good.
Yeah,
all right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it, Joy. There you go. Yeah. It's Chuck Norris and Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Well, golly. Chuck, we didn't vote on this.
Well, no.
I think you were a fine Texas Ranger.
Well, again, this is movies. I don't think they did a movie of that.
Oh,
right?
What movies did Chuck Norris do?
Well, I think that's
it's
a problem.
It's been a long time.
I think that's the problem, though.
Yeah.
Since 1985. Okay?
Yeah.
We're talking, you know.
Oh, you think he did Invasion USA around that time?
Yeah. Don't know. Just all I can tell you is that's what they came up with. So how you boys like garbage, huh? I mean,
I like to get rid of it.
Now, you know, that's the thing is
Chase. Like my own, nobody else's.
Yeah, Chase has been in that whole diaper pail world. You know, he's and so
no,
that's
there's no such thing as a diaper pail anymore.
Yeah,
you just
okay,
put
that,
them in the trash.
That whole thing, and they end up going in the trash. But aside from that, I mean, if you have kiddos who are not wearing diapers anymore, 60% of people believe they can smell the trash. If they do, the house is unclean. In other words, if you walk into your neighbor, because when you're having company over, I know that's the last thing we do is we take out the trash, take that out. Yeah, that's according to GLAAD. But this is all about
what do you expect GLAAD to say?
Yeah, but this is all about is what people are spending now to make sure that their trash doesn't smell and the steps that they go through to keep it from smelling. This is in the Wall Street Journal. Well, there's a bunch of people who live up in big cities, and you know, they don't do the trash thing as often as we might down in this part of the world. Story of a lady who puts her trash in her freezer.
Really?
So that it won't smell until it's time to put it in the bag and take it down.
I do that. I do that.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
I do that. Well, no, not trash. I'm sorry. Not trash. I put, like, table scraps.
Okay.
You know, like a steak or, you know,
uh-huh.
things like that, you know, that you don't eat.
Yeah.
Rather than scrape them off. If they're too big to go in the garbage disposal,
uh-huh.
like bones and stuff like that,
uh-huh.
and I don't want to put them in the trash, the kitchen trash, where uh-huh. they'll stink up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put them in a bag, uh-huh. and I'll stick them in the freezer.
Okay.
Yeah, because they don't smell in there, and then you can put them in the trash the day before it leaves, and it won't smell up the trash.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Got a lot of room in your freezer? Got a lot of room in your freezer?
Well, no, I mean, I don't have a lot of table scraps. I just put it over there on the little tray on the side of the door, you know, and just sort of, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
You know. Now, sometimes I forget to get it and put it in the trash, so it'll, you know, have a 2-week stay there.
Sure.
Maybe sometimes.
Sure.
But
yeah.
That's got to start looking pleasant after a few days.
I don't look at it every day. I just stick it over there in the corner and just let it be.
And you don't go fumbling in there in the middle of the night and put that in a
no.
pan of
in the microwave.
Yeah, put it in the Whirring Blender and try to make something.
Don't have to worry
about
that.
No, don't
sure.
do that.
Yeah, I
don't do that. But that was just a trick that was told to me. That's just a way you can
dispose
of things that are otherwise undisposable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've seen the time if we've had stuff in the fridge that needed to be gotten rid of,
mm-hmm.
and I, you know, came to that recognition, say on a Saturday, our trash day is Tuesday, I would leave it in there until Monday, and then we'd clean it out.
Sure.
But now, are you saying this lady put her household garbage in the freezer?
Well, I mean, and again, it may be what you're talking about, because obviously, if you're skinning chicken,
it
doesn't
smell
real good after
right. All right, chicken, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly the
chicken
kind of
skin.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly the kind of stuff when you're cutting up a whole chicken and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or turkey.
You know, you heard of people putting dead animals in their freezer waiting for a taxidermist?
Yeah.
Well, I don't go that far. I don't stuff my chicken.
I just, you know, when I do that, I go ahead and put it in a bag, you know, and then I put it in the...
What, the possum that you're going to get mounted?
No, I'm talking about food scraps that you
have
to smell.
Okay. You put it in the bag and
put it
in where?
A little bag, and then I put it in the big regular bag, you know. Then I close that up, and I put it out in the garage in a wheelbarrow I got out there. Then I bring it in here and dump it at the dumpster in the parking lot.
At Gander Mountain, we know if you...